Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryan of Magnetic Service. My partner steps aside. And I say that many times for you to understand the process of channeling may not be what you think. You want to think that there is an entity on the other side of the veil, and you can even paint him. And then my partner steps aside, and that in comes the personality of something, someone else, and gives you a message, and that's not the way of it. It is not the way of it. For the other side of the veil does not have the kinds of compartmentalization and singularity you do. The other side of the veil is what we would call the soup of God. And all the souls that ever were and ever will be are finite and known. They never get larger by the number. They never get smaller by the number. They are complete as they are even before the universe was built. And you're part of that. Part of you is with the bodies that you have, and part is with me. And I, like you, belong to the soup of God. And so a piece of the soup visits you in a way that you're not perhaps used to when you channel. I know who's here. I know who's in the room. I know the healers and the channelers in the room. And there are some. Some of you are channeling for yourselves only, and others branching out. I know of the Lemurian, Michelle. I know who's here. So I can tell you that there are some of you who are experiencing this very thing. That is to say, that you touch the soup when the portal of the pineal opens and you allow for this we call channeling and step aside as the consciousness of the human being. It is not a takeover, dear ones. It is a meld that is complete. You feel complete. Belongs to you. Not odd, not unusual. When I first did it with my partner and he didn't understand, he wept and he didn't know why and he was ashamed. And later he realized that everything he thought he knew about God was wrong. God was bigger than anything ever taught him. At the majesty of the largest building or sunrise, it's like being in a dark room compared to being on the other side with your family. And so channeling is a normal, natural possibility on planet Earth. But you have to understand and honor the connection. Humanity is so aware of the other side. 85% of the planet believes in the afterlife, but they don't know about the connection. They think they come here and they're in the dark and they're going to go someplace else later. And death is the key. And that, my dear human being, is going to change. I'm going to talk about later the New Age and perhaps some of the dysfunctionality of it. I want to demystify some of the things that Spirit is saying that this energy is about. I want to talk to you about this very thing, the connection. The truth is that old souls, the ones who would hear this perhaps sitting in the room, perhaps have a connection or a marginal one that they feel when they meditate or when they heal. And they know that there is more. But there's more now, not when they die. That the afterlife is not the afterlife, it's the current life while you're human. Is it possible that you could enhance your life by a connection to the other side of the veil, which is you with you, and create better things, more synchronicity, and something far, far better than you can imagine? Is it possible? Not only possible, that is what the training will be from now on. Not how to channel, but how to open the connection so that you can have that which you need to move this planet forward. And it may be better intuition. That would be a good start. My partner is going to teach that today. A little bit more about the intuitive process, the parts of the human being that I have given, filled with numerological symbols, by the way, the nines and the threes for you to look at as he teaches. For this is a new time, even newer than before 2012. Humanity has been climbing a mountain for all of its time. All of its time. At the top of the mountain, 24 years ago, I appeared to my partner. And I told him that if he would accept the challenge, I would give messages about the mountain. And I started by saying this, that when you get to the top, you will not be destroyed. All of your prophecies said that you would climb the mountain to the year 2012, and that would be it. And you didn't even know. You didn't even know that at the end of that time, you'd start down the other side, finally, with a new paradigm in front of you, being careful not to trip and fall, recalibrating as you went, and the wind would be at your back. And old souls would start to have better results. And humanity would start expecting things that were different than ever before. I want to talk about that later. But here you sit in that energy finally. And as I talked about last night, that energy not necessarily is finished yet, because these things happen slowly, dear ones. You are all living a life's path which is totally, completely unique and different. And many of you have gone through difficulty. And now I'm telling you to expect something different. We gave the three letters of that last night. I'm going to give them to you, and I want you to repeat them with me in a moment. It's going to be unexpected benevolent change. Unexpected benevolent change. Say it with me. Unexpected benevolent change. I want you to remember this. This is the future of the old soul on a daily basis. Instead of one that you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're always waiting for something to go wrong, aren't you? Well, you can say goodbye to that with your free will. Or not. We'll talk about more of that tonight. Or not. Old soul, you're going to have to start changing the very paradigm of how you think. You've been watching your back because you're different. You had to be careful where you walked and who you talked to because you're different. And that is going to change. And so these are the things that we are teaching now. And we invite you to participate in them fully. Each one will have a different time frame of when these things start to relax. For some of you who have come in with very difficult attributes, especially that of family, these things may solve themselves slowly, but you will see it happening. And some of it will be in your attitude. Having peace over things you were not peaceful with before. Being able to say goodbye to certain things that you never thought you'd say goodbye to. You know who I'm talking to. I've got somebody who needed to hear that today. I know who you are, because I'm family with you. Unexpected. Benevolent. Change. I'll be back. And so it is.